And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Dollars for Moloch. Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and this is a special report to you because I want you to understand the gravity of what faces America in this financial crisis, what it means for you, for the 50 states of the United States of America, our history, our heritage, and our future. Now, I'm going to talk fast today. I've got about 3 hours of information. We're going to get in here, and I'm going to have to talk a little fast. Please forgive me. But we need to get through this stuff. We need to get through this information, this vital information, because I believe God has given me a message, and I want to get it to you, all right? I want you to know the truth about what is going on. A lot of people are mad about this 700 suddenly expanded, of course, to $850 billion bailout. Friends, that's just the icing on the cake of the Illuminist a scam against the American people. And this is not by accident. I believe it began as a plot against the American people. And now it maybe has spiraled out of control of even the top ranks of the Illuminati elite. And yet there is a small clique, a cabal of the richest men in the world. Men you don't even read about. You don't even know their names. But they are going to get rich, rich, rich out of all of this because they always have plotted that if their schemes backfire, they will end up as the titans of planet Earth. I'm going to tell you who those people are, and I'm going to talk about exactly what is happening. Now, I want you to understand something. America is being ground down into the dust. The stock market zooming downward, 777 points one fatal day. Today it went down over 600 points this very day. A couple of thousand points in just the last few weeks. They are breaking the back of you and me and every working man and woman in this country. And they are lifting trillions of dollars from the retirement funds, the IRAs, the 401ks. And all of the pension plans, wait till you find out what they've done to your pension plan. Do you know for sure that your pension is safe? People are taking their money out of banks, even though they raised the FDIC guarantee from $100,000 to $250,000 account. They're taking their money out, putting it in the mattress. Well, you're not going to get any interest if you do that. Well, forget the interest. I just want to preserve my capital. I just want to keep what I got. I got my life savings here. I'm not here to scare you, but I want you to know what you need to do and what you need to know about what's going on. This is about the Wall Street bankers, but they're more than just Wall Street. These people are controlled from Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, and they will do what the Zionist masters tell them to do. You've got to understand that or you will be lost. And they're colluding with their Council on Foreign Relations and Bilderberger cronies in the United States, Europe, Asia, and they have now unleashed this powerful financial tsunami, the weapons of mass destruction of a economic and financial nature aimed against the masses, the everyday man and woman. Was it this catastrophe a planned event? What they're talking about, the panic of 2008? Already, many Wall Streeters are saying this is going to end up worse than, blacker than, darker than Black Friday of October 1929. And I want to warn you about something. On that Black Friday in the month of October 1929 at the New York Stock Exchange, a Greek temple devoted to the goddess, and you can see that architecture in my book, Mysterious Monuments, pictured there. Everybody said, oh, the end has come. The stock market had a a resounding fall. But wait, my friends, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. But when he fell off the wall, but they picked up the old egg, old Humpty Dumpty, and they tried to put him back together again. But the cracks were not only visible, but he couldn't be sustained in that shape and condition that he was in. And in 1932, an even greater fall. You see, after 1929 and the Great Fall, suddenly, you know, over a couple of years period, things began to improve a little bit. People said, well, you know, I think we're going to come out of this. I believe we'll be okay. President Herbert Hoover said, don't worry, we're financially sound, everything is going to be okay. And you know what? The stock market made a little comeback. The economy made a little headway. People said, woo, I think we just dodged a bullet. And then came 1932, and then the Great Fall. It should be called the Depression of 1932. So we're having the panic in the fall of 2008. We might even see a little uplift. A little uplift. Maybe the stock market will go back up some. And they'll claim the jobless rate is not falling. And you know, people say, oh, maybe everything's going to be all right. It'll just be a recession and not a Great Depression. Watch out. You know, Wall Streeters like to joke themselves, the Wall Street analysts, about what they call the dead cat bounce. Now, I know this may be a little coarse and vulgar for some of you. I'm a cat lover myself and a dog lover. I got a dog and a cat. But listen, what is the dead cat bounce? Well, you throw a dead cat off a 100-story building, and when it hits the ground below, it makes a little bounce. The dead cat bounce. But it doesn't go far up. And if you think it's going to fly straight back up to the top of the skyscraper, you're wrong. It makes a little jump upward, and then, whoom, it hits again. The dead cat bounce. That's what they call it. Jokesters that they are, of course. Now, I want to tell you what's happening here. First of all, I want you to understand, why do I title this today, Dollars of or for Moloch? You see, Moloch was the deity worshipped by the ancient Ammonites. Moloch. Oh, yes, back in biblical times, he was called the god of money. Moloch, the god of money. John Kaminsky, a writer on the internet, says that Moloch was really the god in your wallet. The god in your wallet. That's the god they worshipped. You say, well, I'm glad we don't worship that god today. Of course people worship that god. Get out your $1 bill and look at it. You see the all-seeing eye of Osiris, the Egyptian sun god, and the pyramid, and the Latin inscription below, Novus Ordo Seclorum, New World Order, and above. There's another inscription. What does it mean? He favors our undertaking. He, the god of Egypt, favors our undertaking. Moloch was one of those ancient gods. He was often called, listen to this, the god of perpetual debt. That's strange. The god of, you know, some people scandalously call him the god of perpetual debt. Did you know, dear friends, that he was also called the god of credit? Because Babylonian money lenders began to operate way back in the days of the Tower of Babel and of ancient Babylon, even leading up into Nebuchadnezzar's era. And these Babylonian money lenders used usury, interest. They charged you interest, exorbitant interest, to borrow money from them. They were called a high priest of credit. Interesting, isn't it? Now what we're having, they say, is a credit squeeze, a credit crisis. The god of credit, the god of perpetual debt, the god of money, the god in your wallet. And you know what? He masquerades as god of the Bible. Now, the Latin word, the derivative for the word credit, believe it or not, now get this. If you go back to the Latin, the root word, I should say, the derivative is credit. It comes from the Latin word belief. Belief. See, I'll give you credit because I have the belief you're going to pay me back with interest. That's credit. The God of belief. And listen, dear friends, Jesus Christ told the ancient Jews, and get what I'm telling you here. I'm not going to preach a sermon. I've got too much today, but I just want you to know something. God never said to them when he talked about the fact that they had to choose between two masters. He said, you cannot serve two masters. You've got to choose between God and who? A lot of people say, well, the devil. You got to choose between God and Satan. No, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. Jesus never said that. He never denied it. Satan. He well knew of Satan. He said, I beheld Satan like lightning fall from heaven when he was banished from the presence of God. Oh, yes, he was there when up in heaven when Satan was banished. He knew about Lucifer, and he talked about Satan. He came to destroy the kingdom of Satan. The kingdoms of this world that belong to Satan, Jesus came to destroy. And he will in due time. But listen to me. What Jesus told the Jews, because he knew every man's heart, it says in the book of John, the Gospel of John, he said, you must choose between God and Mammon. Who was Mammon? Well, the god Mammo was the god of prosperity, one of the gods worshipped by the pagans and by Babylon. You got to choose between the true God of heaven and the God of money, he said. Well, in America, we have dollars that have that same God with another name, Osiris. His all-seeing eye represents him. And on the right side, we have the eagle, a fake deity. And above it, on that same side of the dollar bill, above it is the hexagram, the six-pointed star of the Jews. That is numerologically coded 666. And if you don't believe me, just get my books, Codex Magica or Mysterious Monuments. You'll see about the six-pointed star. And it's on our dollar bill atop. It crowns our eagle. So you got two crowns. On one side, you got the all-seeing eye of Horus, the sun god, with the radiant sun rays behind him. And right on that same side, just to the right a little bit, you have the six-pointed star hexagram. And what did Paul say in the book of Acts? Not only did they worship, you see, the ancient calf, the Egyptians, the calf god. That was the son of the sun god. That was the one called Horus, who was born to the goddess Isis and Osiris. The golden calf. That's what they worshiped in the desert. Read about that in the Old Testament. The Israelites, God freed them from the Egyptians. From Egypt, and was going to give them a homeland. But Moses left for just a short while, and guess what? When he came back, there they were conducting orgies and worshiping this false god, a golden calf that they had crafted. But Paul said, not only did you worship the golden calf, it says there in the book of Acts when he wrote it, but you also worship the star of your god there in the desert, the children of Egypt, when they apostatize against God. The star god. Oh, yes, the star god. That's the six-pointed star. We've got the god of Egypt and the god of the star right on our dollar bill. So don't tell me that dollars are not for Moloch. That's exactly what dollars are. But don't worry, they're going to give you something called the Amaro if you don't like the dollar. Watch out for the symbols when they print that at the Fort Worth Mint that I picture in my book, Mysterious Monuments, by the way, with all its pyramids. The new United States Mint that's printing these new dollar bills, $20 bills with a little bit of color on them and so forth. They'll get the Amaro going for long. President Vicente Fox was on the Larry King Show. Remember the guy that agreed with the North American Union Pact with Prime Minister Martin of Canada and President George Bush in 2005 at Waco, Texas? The North American Union Pact. It's to bring in a North American Union and to end the border with Mexico and create a one nation of these three. That's right. 2010. Do you think all these things that are happening right now are not linked with that date, 2010? Well, think again. Vicente Fox, the president, former president of Mexico, the one that came into this agreement for a North American Union, was on the Larry King Show last year. I had this. In fact, we've still got the video on our website, powerofprophecy.com. And a caller asked him, what about the AMARO and the North American Union? He said, oh, yes, that's a little bit into the future, but it's coming. And another caller called into the Larry King Show and said, President Fox, do you really think the American people are going to take that? Are going to stand for this new currency, the AMARO? You don't think they're going to rise up and protest? And Fox said, oh, sure, they won't like it now. But in a couple of years, when the economic fall comes and the Americans have a horrible economic catastrophe, and I'm paraphrasing him, but get it on the video, powerofprophecy.com. In a few years, there's going to be an economic catastrophe in America, and then the people will cry out for a new currency. Wow. He admitted it. They're so bold and blatant, they just admit these things. And you know, it's even in some of the magazines I see now. For example, Time Magazine. Time Magazine, of all things, this last week, the cover had the feature headline of the article inside. It says, How Wall Street Sold Out America. They had a party. Now you are going to pay. They had a party. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who really is one of the ones responsible and guilty for this crash, with her horrible job leading the House of Representatives, the place of the people, supposedly. She gets up there when this $850 billion bailout came forth to be voted on, and she says, Wall Street, you know, honchos, the party is over. Oh, sure. And they gave $85 billion of government money even before the $850 to AIG Insurance Company. And no sooner had they approved this big bailout than the executives of AIG, after getting $85 billion from the government to keep in business, flew to California to some fancy resort and spent $450,000 for hookers and bimbos and massages and wine and drink and partying. $450,000 of your money. Now, I want you to understand, this has been a long time coming, a long time coming. And a lot of people just can't believe it. You know, I want to talk to you a little bit about that. Reading on the internet just this week, and a man wrote this article. It was entitled, Conspiracies and Headlines, What's the Difference? You see, a few years ago, I talked about these things. I warned of these things. And people said, oh, Tex Mars, you're a conspiracy nut. You're a wacko. Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. Oh, you 9/11 truthers. You conspiracy theorists. You're un-American. You're terrible. How can you believe that trash? Hey, they're not laughing anymore. They're not scorning us anymore. We warned them. We told them. Conspiracies and headlines, what's the difference? Not any difference anymore. Now, all the big guys are saying, I'm scared. This could be it. They asked President Bush at a little news deal, what about this? What happens if this $850 billion bailout doesn't work? He says, it's the only shot we've got. It's the last shot. What? The only shot we've got? Friends, I'm telling you, they've already spent that money. It was already shot before that. Did you know that they went to Congress and said, we need $700 billion to bail them out? Secretary of Treasury Henry Paulson, the Fed chairman Ben Bernanke, went to Congress. We've got to do it or everything is going to fall. It's one of the bleakest, darkest moments in American history. Congress was frightful. I mean, one of the Republican leaders in the House, I watched his speech, and he actually began to cry, like a little bit, like a crybaby. I didn't want to vote for this, but I had to. Shut up. Be a man. You never did anything to stop it. You helped them by deregulating these crooks, and you just helped them with your Enron loophole. John McCain and Texas Senator Phil Graham were responsible for that. And the Republicans get up, whoo, it's not our fault. Whoo, the Democrats control the Congress. Shut up, you're a liar. You've been in the presidency with the Secretary of Treasury. You appointed the head of the FDIC. President Bush appointed the Fed chairman, Mr. Bernanke. You run the U.S. Mints. You're crooks. You're liars, you Republican congressmen and senators. McCain, I'm going to rescue America. He runs back there. What a photo op. What a jerk. Over in Europe, they're laughing about us. According to the Los Angeles Times, here's an article, September 22nd. Europeans on left and right ridicule U.S. money meltdown. Ha, 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 they said when it all started. You Americans have mismanaged your economy. That dollar is going to be no good. We Europeans, we do things right. That was September 22nd. This is early October. In only 2 weeks, they've changed their mind. Now all of their banks are failing. All of their corporations are going out of business. And they're saying, oh my goodness, we're worse off than America. Oh, the leaders of Europe, they are absolutely wringing their hands. Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany, Mr. Brown, there at 10 Downing Street in London, Prime Minister of England, they don't know what hit them. And the euro, the currency they said is going to replace the dollar. It's going to be so strong in the world. It's in the toilet. It's going straight down. And the dollar is stronger than it, as bad as the dollar is. And in Argentina, they had a market crash. In Brazil, pictures in the newspaper of stock market traders, their hands covering their face and their eyes. They don't even want to look at the stock quotes. Friends, over in Great Britain, a man lost so much money, a financial advisor advising clients at a brokerage house. He was so embarrassed. He was so broken. Even though he had a beautiful wife and lovely children, he stepped in front of a fast train and committed suicide. Another man here in the United States killed himself, his wife, and his children after he lost everything. Now listen to me, friends. Listen to me. You cannot take it with you. If you and I were to lose everything, so big deal. I'm telling you, the King David said, I was young and now I'm old, but I've yet to see a man of God go hungry or without shelter. You just take care, take heed that you trust in God. He'll take care of you in these times. But as far as these men, they'll tell you this investment, that investment, nothing seems to work. I was talking last night, had dinner with a wonderful, lovely couple. And she told me, and he told me, that this well-known financial advisor on the radio, oh, he's gone all over the place. One of, you know, big name financial advisor, he's taking care of our finances. But he made a terrible mistake last week. He didn't get out of the market in time. Then another person, their husband had a lot of money. He did have a lot of money, a professional. She visited our ministry and said, we've lost $50,000. I don't know what we're going to do. Why do we need these financial advisors? We're smarter than they are. Yeah. Jim Cramer kept telling people, buy this stock, buy that stock. On CNBC, Mad Money. Oh, yeah, buy that stock. It's going to go up. The rest of them are going to go down. This one. Buy this one. Buy this. Now he suddenly said, okay, folks, I've changed my mind. He said this week, sell everything. Sell everything. The market's going down. Sell everything. Like the Titanic. Don't worry, just a little leak. It gets bigger and bigger. And the water comes up to your belt line. And you say, well, don't worry, folks. This is very unusual, but this is, after all, is the Titanic. It's luxurious. It's rich. Very few people can afford passage on this great luxury liner. And then it's up to your nose. And suddenly they're jumping up and down when they get their mouth above the waterline saying, swim, get out of the ship, do whatever you can. I know the water's freezing and cold, but you better get out of this thing. It's going to suck you right down in the middle of the ocean with it toward the bottom. Long time coming, this thing. You'll remember in my book, Millennium, and you need that book, it's a little dated, but I told you what was coming up. Millennium, Peace Promises, and The Day They Take Your Money Away. That book is still available. I'll tell you how to get it a little bit later. You read it. I'll tell you about American real estate being sold, about what these secret societies that plan for America and a new money. The book's over a decade old. It's like it's out of today's headlines. Millennium. Oh, they did it. They did it. It was planned. At the dawning of the 21st century, it was an inside job. Yes, it was a conspiracy, but it was a headline. You better listen up. The World Trade Center, those two towers fell. That was a signal. They were the symbol of America's financial dominance, and they crumbled to the ground. Don't think that was by accident. And today, one of the greatest names in American industrial history, General Motors. You could have bought the stock for $60 or $80 a share last year, and people would have said, that's a bargain. Today, it's sold for $5 a share. American Airlines cost $120 a share just a couple years ago. Today, it's sold for $7 a share. They're destroying the American brands. They're bringing the big American names down. 2 weeks ago, I was listening to an analyst on Fox News, and he said, put your money in places like Bank of America stock. Bank of America is one of the four biggest banks in America. It will never fail. It's going to gobble up all the littler banks. I opened up the newspaper 3 business days ago. Said Bank of America stock falls 30% in one day. No wonder it says in Revelation 18 that mystery, Babylon the great commercial shipping center of the world, the great money capital of the world, the great merchandising corporate greed capital of the world. Its great empire falls in 1 hour. I wonder if that's on Wall Street. I wonder if it's at the New York Stock Exchange. You see, when American stocks have a great fall, the rest of the nations of the world follow suit. They say when America sneezes, the rest of the world gets the influenza. It's a contagion. Some years ago, there was a bank called the Dirty Bank. The Bushes had a connection to it. The CIA had a connection to it. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North of Iran-Contra fame had a connection to it. Osama bin Laden supposedly had a connection to it. The BCCI Bank. The Vatican was connected to it. All of the intelligence services, it had a big fall. People said, what happened? Friends, manipulation, financial treachery, and skullduggery is going on everywhere. You know they raised the price of grain food at your food stores this last year? Food, bread, cereal, everything went up. And yet, here I have the Jackson City, Mississippi newspaper just a week ago. Big headline, a global grain glut. A global grain glut. The world's got so much food and, you know, wheat, oil, all those things sitting in warehouses, brimming. The price ought to fall to one third of its current price, but they won't let you have it. In China, I had a picture in today's newspaper of Chinese dairy farmers pouring milk into a ditch in the ground. They said, we've got some milk, so much milk, we don't know what to do with it. The prices keeps falling and falling. Friend, they were telling us what a great food shortage around the world they were going to have. And there is a shortage because they want to keep the price up. The same thing with oil. I told you when oil was $147 a barrel, I said manipulation, manipulation. The traders, the crooks are running up the price. And you know what? They broke the back of America by driving gasoline over $4 a gallon. And they said, Americans can take it. They can handle it. We're going to get money from these yokels. Yeah, they handle it all right. They quit driving. They sold their SUVs. They sold their big cars. And now the price of oil is spiraling downward. And there's oil tankers everywhere. Full, full, full. Nobody wants their oil. Nobody wants it. There's too much oil in the world. I'll be right back with more on this economic crisis. You're listening to Tex Mars. We're discussing dollars for Moloch today. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hello again, friends. Tex Mars. Let's take a little diversion from our economic woes to discuss my newest video. I want you to have it because it is such a powerful graphic arts demonstration of this conspiracy that confronts us. A lot of people have written to me saying, Tex, your new book, Mysterious Monuments, the Encyclopedia of Secret Illuminati Designs, Masonic Architecture and Occult Places, that Mysterious Monuments is amazing, but I'd love to have a DVD. I'd love to have a video documentary I can show my friends, give copies to all of my friends. And do you have something like that? Well, now we do. This is sort of Mysterious Monuments on video. But there's information in this video that's not even in Mysterious Monuments that we've added. New information. Amazing stuff. Friends, now I want you to know something. This is not just a sermon. It's not me sitting at a desk talking to you. This is a professional production like you would see on the Discovery Channel, the Educational Channel, or maybe a CBS or NBC special, except this one's truthful. And I want you to have it. This is forensic evidence of the global conspiracy that confronts us. This architectural colossus is astonishing. And you'll see it all on video. And you'll find out who the Illuminati architects and builders and the billionaires are behind it all. And many of them, by the way, are Wall Street crooks. Well, architectural colossus. It's 60 minutes in length. It's $25. And please add $4 shipping and handling. I wish I could lower that, but our shipping costs just keep going up. Unbelievable. Well, anyway, $29 postpaid. Just call us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673, and we'll send it right out to you. We've got plenty of copies. We'll make more if we have to, all professionally packaged for you, a DVD or VHS. Please specify which one you want. By the way, always, this video is going to be right on the home page of our websites. We have two of them now, powerofprophecy.com or conspiracyworld.com. And there's an article there about Mysterious Monuments. You can read absolutely free. You don't have to pay for anything. Oh, I love people to go to our website. Jerry is my website manager, and he's also here right now today as our radio engineer. Jerry, hundreds of thousands of people visit our website every year. You just gave me the report yesterday, the official, you know, the computer statistic thing. Amazing numbers. Hundreds of thousands. When we send out like a big master list, a newsletter, it goes to tens of thousands. This is hundreds of thousands. I don't know, maybe millions over the past several years have gone to our website. Do you realize, friends, what you're doing when you help us in this ministry? We're getting out the truth. We have a message that no one else has. A lot of people are doing a good work in exposing these conspiratorial elite, but we add the truth about Jesus Christ and Christianity, and you can't buy that anywhere. It's free. And you, when you give us a love gift, we put it right into the ministry. It doesn't go into my pocket. It goes right in the ministry. Oh, I know, I have to live too, and that's right. Donations help me too. I guess I have to eat. My wife sure appreciates eating and buying that $3 or $4 cash, unfortunately. But we have a staff, we have a building, we have inventory, we have utility bills, we have all those things that just eat us up constantly. And, you know, since we do not bow down to the government, we're not nonprofit. We don't take any subsidy from anybody. You are the only one who supports us. You. And we thank you immensely. And I believe God knows how to reward you. I can't thank you enough, but God, he does more than just thank you. You're demonstrating that you are rich toward God. You say, I'm rich. Yes, right. That's right. Jesus in the Gospel of Luke warned the rich man. He says, thou fool. But to those who love God, he commended them. It's better, he said, than to have riches on earth. It's better to be rich toward God. Well, thank you so much for your help. Now again, architectural colossus. And if you can, when you order it, tuck in a little love gift to the ministry. We'd appreciate that. But if not, I want you to have this video. Now, it's $29. That's postpaid. Call toll-free 1-800-234-9673. It's on our website, powerofprophecy.com. You can order it right there. In fact, we have an article entitled Architectural Colossus. It's right on the website. You can read it free with pictures, and you don't even have to buy anything. Millions of people read it. All this information, we have videos, we have article, a whole article archive for you. People write to me and they say, I spent days reading your stuff, seeing videos on your website. That's what we're there for. We don't charge, by the way. A lot of people say, Tex, you ought to charge a subscription to people going on your website. A subscription fee. Every month, you know, they'll pay it. They'll pay it. Hey, get lost, pal. It's free. It's free. Our newsletter is sent out free to thousands of people in print, the printed edition. And when you order this video, we're going to put you on our newsletter so you'll get it free. When I began this ministry 23 years ago, a pastor friend of mine said, you're out of your mind. You should charge. And you know, friends, I haven't calculated it recently, but I would say this newsletter cost us probably at least $30 to send it to you, 12 issues a year. $30 is free. Order anything. Give any love gift. It's free. And you know what? I'm not going to charge for it. I'm not going to do it. It's absolutely free. Okay? If you want a free sample edition, just write to us. By the way, our address, and you can order this video by writing, ask for the video Architectural Colossus, DVD now, or VHS, specify. Our address, 1708 Patterson Road, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N, Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, A-U-S-T-I-N, Texas, or just T-X. Our zip code 78733, Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Again, the toll-free number in Canada, the United States, 1-800-234-9673. That's the order line, by the way, folks. Please don't call and just talk to people. It's not for counseling and all that. We'd love to counsel with you, but that's the order line, okay? We'd appreciate it if you'd help us keep down the cost there. All right, we're going to return to our program now. We're talking about dollars for Moloch. Moloch, the god of credit, the god of money, the so-called god of prosperity. He was worshipped. Did you know, and this is, by the way, explained in the book Two Babylons, the Two Babylons, the famous classic textbook by Alexander Hislop, and we offer that in the ministry, by the way. It's available to you. What a tremendous book. He says that Moloch was a great god who looked like a giant bull or some picture him as a great owl like they worship at the Bohemian Grove. But to the Ammonites, he had horns. And he was the fire god, the god of fire like Baal was. And he outstretched his hand. And did you know that at a given time, at a great festival of the people in worship of this god Moloch, they would take their firstborn children, the little babies, the infants and the little kids, and they would take and sacrifice them in the fires to Moloch. You say, well, I'm glad they don't do that today. They'd never do that today. Are you, hey, come on. 50 billion abortions since Roe versus Wade Supreme Court case was decided. Partial birth abortions, untold numbers. You say they wouldn't do it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And it's going to come back again. Moloch, the god of fire. They said that Moloch was honored to receive the tears and cries of the mothers whose children were sacrificed in his great fire. Now, I'll tell you something else that's been sacrificed today. Your dollars. my dollars to Moloch. And who is Moloch today? You might say he's the god of Wall Street. He's the god of the financial districts of Tokyo, London, Buenos Aires, and Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. This is what they're doing. You got to understand this big $850 bailout. This, and by the way, the week before the $850 billion, it was $700 billion, then it got bloated up to $850 when it was approved by Congress. But the week before, Henry Paulson, the Secretary of Treasury, did two incredible things. On one day, he gave out $130 billion to the banks. Did Congress approve that? Nope. He just gave it. And the next week, he gave out another $660 billion, I believe it was. Over $800 trillion. And much of it went to foreign banks. Foreign banks in Europe and in Asia and South America. Your money. You say, wait, I didn't approve that. Now, our Congress approved that $850 billion, the bloated $700 billion bailout. But what gave him the authority to give $800 and something billion the week before without any approval? Friends, they do what they want. Now you say, well, why did he go to Congress to get $850 billion more when he'd already given out $800 and something billion the week before to the banks and the greedsters of Wall Street? Let me explain it to you. It was symbolic. And by the way, it was all done on Rosh Hashanah, one of the most holy days of Judaism. That's right. They waited till Rosh Hashanah. Then they went to Congress. And they said, we want $700 billion. Seven, of course, is the number of God. They were blaspheming God. It was a little joke. Yeah, 700. God's holy number is seven. These Jewish Kabbalists, they know what they're doing. We want $700 billion. They got it. Then they said, I want $150 billion more added to it. 1 + 5 = 6, the Kabbalistic number. They got it. Everything is done in occult numerology, friends. Say, Tex, can you prove those figures? Oh, yeah. Go to September 18th. Look up. Over $100 billion that day. Then a few days later, over 600 more. Actually, let me give you exact figures. I think I had it wrong a while ago. September 18th, the Fed gave out $180 billion. 2 days later, they gave out $630 billion. That's actually the right numbers. $180 billion, then $630 billion. Then they asked and for and got $850 billion bailout. They had already given out that much money the week before. Now think of it was September the 18th. 1 + 8 = 9. And the number 9 is concealed. The number that'd be 6 + 6 + 6 + 6 + 6 + 6 = 18. There it is. They gave out on that day $180 billion. You don't count the zeros in occult numerology. 18 again. 666. Mostly to foreign banks. And then 2 days later, they gave out $630 billion. 6 × 3. 18, 6 + 6 + 6. Everything is done in numbers. Did you know that one of the largest fall days of the stock market, the Dow Jones average fell 777? They were saying the unholy trinity is falling. 777. Rosh Hashanah, the glorious day of the Jewish Zionist. Oh, yeah. Today the stock market fell 600 and something points. Now, what day is today in close proximity to Yom Kippur? The most holy day of the Jews is right in this proximity. Maybe not exactly this day, but can you understand what I'm telling you? On their high holy days, they rip you and me off. It's in their Talmud to do it. Listen, here's what they're doing. They're blending all of the world's banks together, and they're breaking down America and grinding in the dust. Everything's going down in America. General Motors, less than $6 a share. General Motors, people are saying that's going to go bankrupt. Ford, these American brands, American Airlines on its last legs. They can't afford the fuel to fly the aircraft. They were flying high a few years ago. They treated their passengers like dirt. these airlines. They were so snotty to everybody. Losing your luggage, all kind of things. But now the pilots and the airline attendants and the personnel behind the counter, they're all losing their jobs. Not snotty no more. Now listen to me, friends. AIG got $85 billion bailout even before all these other big bailouts came out. And did you know they went back this week and got $17 billion more even after it was exposed that after the $85 billion, they all went on a big old resort trip junket to California. Got bimbos to give them. Oh, it's sickening. Look how they're blending everything together. Lehman's went bankrupt. Mr. Fuld, what a name, F-U-L-D, was in charge of Lehman Brothers. Now listen to me, I want you to understand what happened. Right before they fell, a week before, $200 billion was sent, to Israel, to an Israeli bank. See, they left Lehman's nothing but a shell. They took $200 billion and secretly transferred it to Israel, and then they declared bankruptcy. Everybody said, why did the Secretary of the Treasury and the Fed Reserve allow Lehman's to go bankrupt when they saved Bear and Stearns and some others and AIG? Why did Lehman's have to go bankrupt? They saved Washington Mutual. I'll tell you why. Because it didn't have any money left. It took $200 billion and transferred it to Israel, to the Zionist Jews. $200 billion. And then, and only then, did they file bankruptcy. But that's not enough. They took $2.5 billion and put it in a little secret sneaky account for the 30 top executives to share. A little kitty. $2.5 billion. That's only like $800 million each. And then after that, Mr. Fuld, F-U-L-D, after his company became nothing but a shell and filed for bankruptcy, just before the bankruptcy, they took and they gave him a golden parachute of $200 million severance pay. Please, Jerry, sitting over here at the engineer's booth, can you fire me? Does Power of Prophecy have enough to pay me $200 million and a golden parachute? We don't even have $1 million in the bank. We don't even have $500,000 in the bank. We don't even have $200,000 in the bank. No golden parachute for you, Jerry. You better keep your job here. We better not go bankrupt. No golden parachutes here. You got to work for Wall Street for that. How's all this happening? Well, where did that Paulson ever come from? Who is that guy, Secretary of Treasury? You know, he's only been Secretary of Treasury this year. They put him in just the right time. They knew it was all coming. Well, where did he come from? He was chairman of the most crooked, corrupt, evil Wall Street firm of all, Goldman Sachs. Chairman. Well, now they've got this bailout. And Secretary of Treasury Paulson has appointed a real top executive that's going to supervise all this giving out of all this free money to the banks and the Wall Street firms. And what is his name? Neil Kashkari. I don't know where he comes from, Lebanon or somewhere, Iraq or something. He's Jewish. I like that name, Kashkari, Cash and Carry. Where did he come from before he went to the Treasury Department? He worked for Goldman Sachs. It's a Goldman Sachs scam. And who owned 80% of the oil futures as the manipulators drove up the price of oil this last year? Two firms, according to the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, Morgan Stanley and who else? Goldman Sachs. And who got paid over $100 million when he left Goldman Sachs but Henry Paulson? And who's going to go back probably to Goldman Sachs and get paid hundreds of millions of dollars for all of the money he's stolen from the treasury of the people of America? That's right. Henry Paulson of Goldman Sachs. And to make sure that American people knew that this was the Wall Street bank that is going to stay in business forever while many others fail, the richest man in America, so-called, Mr. Warren Buffett, shelled out $5 billion to invest in Goldman Sachs. Ah. And by the way, the other bank that's gobbling up others is a bank called J.P. Morgan Chase Manhattan. Now, who owned that? Well, J.P. Morgan Bank consolidated with Chase Manhattan. Chase Manhattan was owned by the Rockefellers. J.P. Morgan is owned by the Rothschilds. Now there, it's a big bank, J.P. Morgan Chase. It's not going to fail. You have to understand, we have two great banks here in Texas, local banks. Compass Bank and Texas State Bank. Ah, yes. Did you know they're owned by Vizcaya Group from Argentina and Spain? How did that happen? Did you know that to make sure that all the world's banks were all blended together and the Americans don't have any financial dominance anymore, we have been placed into third world nation status of poverty? Did you know that the Rothschilds required a Chinese bank to give them $200 million to buy a share in the Rothschilds French bank? And Nomura, the biggest bank in Japan, bought up the failing Lehman Brothers, the American Lehman Brothers investment house holdings in Europe. So let's see now. Lehman Brothers, the American institution that's been there for 150 years, run by Jews and Mr. Full as a CEO. Let's see now. They took out $200 billion before they failed and sent it to an Israeli bank. They put $2.5 billion into a kitty to spread out to all the 30 executives after they left as golden parachutes. And then they sold whatever was left of value to Nomura Bank, their European holdings, to Nomura Securities, a Japanese bank. Well, who got the United States holding of Lehman's? An English bank, Barclays. Barclays Bank got Lehman's U.S. holdings. Merrill Lynch was going to go out of business, but wait, Bank of America got them, gobbled them up. Countrywide Mortgage was going to go out of business, but the Fed got Bank of America involved. Meanwhile, Wachovia is going out of business. Wachovia Bank with chapters all over, branches all over America, but two banks are fighting. Both of them want to grab it, gobble it up like it's all. Delicious stuff. Wachovia Bank. Says Citibank. Owned by the top Zionist Jews in New York. But Wells Fargo Bank. That's owned by Jews too. And Warren Buffett is one of the chief investors there. Wells Fargo Bank. It wants Wachovia too. So it and Citibank are fighting the courts over it. Meanwhile, there's another bank left standing too. SunTrust Bank in Florida. Now, with all the bad Florida real estate and mortgages, you would think SunTrust would fall, but you know what? They've got a sugar daddy, Warren Buffett. Now, who is friends of Warren Buffett? Lord Jacob Rothschild over in Europe. Don't you get it? And by the way, who's another friend of the Rothschilds of Europe? John McCain. He was given millions of dollars at a big banquet they threw in his honor. Just a few months ago, I talked about on this radio show, Lord Jacob Rothschild and Nathan Rothschild honored Warren Buffett, John McCain, and they've honored Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor of California. Now, California says we're going to go bankrupt unless we get $7 billion. We've spent too much. After all, we gave billions of dollars for health care for illegal aliens, and now we want the government to reimburse us. Our Democratic legislature, our Democrat Party liberal legislature, is spending billions of dollars for educating illegal aliens and health benefits for illegal aliens and very little for the citizens of California. So bail us out too. Arnold comes with hand in, out. Gimme. $7 billion. State of Massachusetts. They call it Taxachusetts. Where John Kerry and Mitt Romney came from. The gay boys. Guess what? Massachusetts wants money too. We need a bailout. They're going to get it. General Motors and Ford and Chrysler said, give us money. And our Congress gave them $25 billion. Did it bail them out? Well, General Motors was selling for $11 a share. 1 week later, they're selling for $5 a share. The value of this gigantic corporation with all these robotic auto factories. General Motors, I mean, what a name. Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Cadillac, Corvette. My goodness. It fell to $5 a share. By the time you listen to this, it might be three or two or nothing. Did it help to give it a bailout? No. They just burn it. They're burning money. It's the burning of money. It's Moloch. Instead of children, this time they're throwing money. They're blowing, they're throwing bags of money into Moloch's hand and he's burning it up. You say, Tex, can you prove this stuff? Of course. Here's the independent newspaper. David Prosser, reporter. Monday, 22 September 2008. Fury at $2.5 billion bonus for Lehman's New York staff. Executives of the bankrupt investment bank Lehman Brothers, it says here in the independent newspaper, will share a bonus pool set aside for them worth $2.5 billion. The revelation sparked fury among Lehman's subordinate employees. Oh, you're a secretary, you're a clerk, you're a janitor, you're just an ordinary worker. You got zilch, buddy. When Bear Stearns went out of business, when Lehman, all the others, when the hedge funds, these rich billionaires. By the way, Goldman's employees were doing pretty good before the fall. According to the same newspaper, the Independent, reporter Stephen Foley reported February 12th, back in 2006, Goldman Sachs, $521,000, he says, this is before the fall now, is the average pay of Goldman Sachs employees, and that includes secretaries. Oh, they were living high off the hog, off of all that oil money they got by driving up the price of oil through manipulation, and Goldman Sachs rewarded even the secretaries. Here's from Business Week, September 18, 2008. Christopher Rugabear reporting. Business Week says, why did the Fed provide $180 billion to overseas banks as a coordinated effort to inject liquidity into the global financial system? But some are now questioning what the Fed did. The Federal Reserve gave your money, $180 billion, to overseas banks, $60 billion to the Bank of Japan, $40 billion to the Bank of England, $27 billion to Swiss National Bank, $10 billion to the Bank of Canada. What's all? They're taking our money and giving it to all the foreigners. Let me give you a little secret. The bailout plan, you know whose brainchild it was? A man named Rahm Emanuel. I've talked about him on the show. He's a congressman from Illinois. He's the one they call the mega agent. He works for the 10 richest Jewish billionaires in the world. They meet monthly in Manhattan and New York. Rahm Emanuel is their agent. His father, Benjamin, was a member of the Ergon, the Zionist terrorist gang that blew up hotels in the 1950s. And now Rahm Emanuel, former Clinton top advisor at the White House there. Rahm Emanuel, even Nancy Pelosi thanked him in her speech when the bailout bill passed. Rahm Emanuel, Mr. Mega. Friends, listen, watch your money. Keep it in an FDIC bank. Get it out of the stock market. I don't even trust the gold market. They manipulate that. I don't trust the oil market. Watch yourself. Don't be fearful. Jesus said, have no fear. Do not fear him who even can kill the body. Fear only he who can kill your soul and send you to hell. Jesus will take care of you. Believe it. I believe it. I'm smiling every day. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to a special program today, Dollars for Moloch. Hope you'll tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.